welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 391. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things there with a track by Dream Nails. That song is called DIY, and it is the title track of the band's four-song debut EP. They put that out in April of last year, 2016, and they put that out themselves. That band is from London, and I think they have a new EP coming out soon, but that track is wonderful, and there's a video for another one of the tracks, Deep Heat, that just debuted recently, and that's definitely worth a find as well. You'll see that video featured on the Too Much Rock Google Plus stream. Yes, something happens on Google Plus. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I am recording from Lima in Peru again. Things are bumpy with the Too Much Rock podcast. Weekly, well, kinda, but I do what I can. I do have good music for you this week, though. We're going to stay in the indie rock, punk, pop punk, whatever, DIY London scene here with a track from The Potentials. This song is called Believe. Maybe you know it.
Oh,
A mighty set. We ended things off there with Bleached with the song Turn to Rage. That's on the new four-song EP Can You Deal, which just came out today, March 3rd, on Dead Oceans Records. That Los Angeles band coming back with that EP shortly after their last album, and it is a good one. It also comes with a zine featuring lots of contributions from other female artists discussing the dreaded what's it like to be a woman in a rock band, and let me describe your band entirely in female-fronted terms. I haven't read it yet. I don't have it yet, but I expect to get it because that is an interesting topic. Before that, we heard from The Whiffs. That is a new Kansas City band, a super group of sorts, dedicated to the love of power pop. That song is called I Don't Wanna, and it's on the new, I don't know, I think it's like a seven-song mini album, Take a Whiff, that will be out March 10th on High Dive Records. The band went into the studio, recorded all of the songs in one night. It'll be out on cassette just in time for them to go down to South by Southwest with it. Good things from that band, or maybe this is the end of the road. Maybe that's kind of how these supergroups come together, do something fun, and disappear, and that'd be fine too. But I enjoy that, and I know they have a couple of shows in Kansas City that I'm going to catch when I'm back in town. And then we started things off with Potentials with Believe. Yep, that is the Share track. That is from Hang In There, a DIY covers compilation released by For the Sake of Tapes. Earlier February. That is a fantastic compilation that benefits an important cause, I believe, some, maybe not a women's shelter, but women's issues, maybe reproductive. I honestly don't remember now. I'm actually recording this before 7 a.m. Lima time, so, you know, we're lucky I can talk at all. But anyway, that is an excellent compilation, and it features so many of the bands that I've played on the podcast here, the bands that will not make it to the U.S. and certainly not make it to Kansas City. There are some very, very good standout tracks there, and you can find that on Bandcamp. And as I said, all proceeds go to a very good cause. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, you're here for the music, so let's make that happen. I'm going to take a turn towards the pop here. This is a band called Manso, and the song is I Wanna.
I wanna sing it when we feel I am better. country known for tyranny. Another place to pack pots, but I still feel much the same. 31 and depression is a young man's game. Cycling up behind me, shouting, step up your paces, we got places to be. A pylon of OAPs crashing in my slipstream. Turn, shut up your faces, I'm not your domesticity.
That could be no one other than Los Campesinos. That song is called 5-Fluoxacillin, for all you pharmaceutical reps out there. That is on the album Six Scenes, which came out February 24th on Wichita Records. It is a fantastic return from Los Campesinos. They are not giant, I don't know, not the highs of some of the previous very early work, but it is just consistent all the way through. And you know, those lyrics are exactly what you expect from the band. In fact, I had to read those ones up to understand what each of the drugs mentioned there is. And there's actually a web page where someone in the band kind of breaks down everything in that song to understand which are antibiotics and which are antidepressant drugs and which ones are et cetera, painkillers. But yeah, pharmaceutical reps, there you go. But I really enjoy that album and very happy for a turn there. I'm about out of time here. Let me go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 391. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, very important, Jonathan Richmond on the 4th at the Record Bar. Suicidal Tendencies is playing at Liberty Hall on the 8th, or the Whiffs are playing at Blind Tiger. On the 9th, New Rhythm is playing at the Record Bar, that's going to be a good show. I think that's some sort of a Sporting Kansas City kickoff. On the 10th, Conor Oberst is playing at the Madrid. On the 18th, Agent Orange at the Record Bar. On the 20th, Tim Darcy is playing at the Riot Room. The Whiffs are playing again at Blind Tiger on the 21st, and I think I'll make that one. Brian Ferry has been announced at the Uptown on the 24th. On the 30th, Blink-182 is playing at Silverstein Arena. And I know that interests some people. I'm not one of them, though. On the 31st, Captured by Robots are playing at the Brick, and if you've never seen that band, oh my God, oh my God. And then looking into April, Modern English on the 2nd, Cloud Nothings on the 7th. So a few things coming up there as well. I'm going to be out of town for a while. I'll be missing some things, but hopefully I'll find some shows here in Lima and do some more of that punk rock tourism. New things on the website. I finally posted photos up of a show that was a long time ago with Via Luna, Infinite Me, and Employer. And I think, I think you should be able to see the photos of the Ultimate Fake Book, Creature Comforts, Dead Girls, Berwanger, and Arthur Dodge show up there as well. So a few new things, because I was in Kansas City for, about 72 hours. I caught a show or two. Anyway, one song left for you on the podcast this week. There's a track by Sun Kil Moon. We've got a new album out by Mark Kozelak. It's called, the song I'm going to play is called 70s TV Show Theme Song. And the album is Common as Light and Love Our Red Valley of Blood. It is, of course, on his own called Overta label. Came out February 26. I think we're at the point where Mark Kozelak has gone off the rails. He really needs an editor. This is another double album, and it is a collect. Well, there's one song that's like a good one, like a bingey kind of song. And then the rest are him just giving absolutely zero fucks and just rambling. I've picked a track here that's not the best song from the album. The best song is the lead-off track on the first disc, but a song that adequately describes how little he cares, how little editing there is, and exactly where he is in his head now. So I'm going to give you this one. And as much as I have adored the Red House Painters and some of the earlier work from him, this might be the end of the road for me. What do you think? Is that shark not only been jumped but come back and stabbed? This is 70s TV show theme song. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I know this song sounds like a 70s TV show theme. Maybe because me and the guy who are playing it are 49 and 53. Maybe we watched a lot of Welcome Back, Carl. Maybe we watched a lot of Sanford and Son. Maybe we watched a lot of Three's Company or Family Ties, or maybe a lot of Brady Bunch, whatever that one was, a three-run. Aw, man, who didn't want to get down with Marcia Brady, Suzanne Somers, or Valerie Bertinelli, or Farrah Fawcett, or Kay Jackson, or Jacqueline Smith? Nobody watched Charlie's Angels without having a favorite pick. Cause you to have a wet dream. Maybe this song will cause you to connect with an actual human being. Maybe you'll hear this song, the sun is up. Maybe you'll hear it when you're down in the dumps. Maybe you'll hear it on a Spotify stream. Your girlfriend say,
"Oh, you actually like the show?
Break it off with you and leave." Or maybe you've already turned this song off. Or maybe you're playing it and going,
"Check this out, boss."
Maybe you can't relate to this song. Maybe you're a millennial and you don't know the references at all. Maybe you'll hear it and say,
"I prefer your older songs."
Well, maybe the world has changed and I'm not that songwriter anymore. Sitting around moping about the hardships of being 24. For that old stuff to this, that's great, and it's available to Amazon store.
Amazon store.
If you like those steel string guitar sounds and those old slow beats, that's cool. But be careful when you're walking across the street.
Across the street.
With those headphones on and those inner cities, a car might hit you. You might get mugged by a thief and you wish you had a clue. It might fall asleep playing this album in the background, thinking, "Hey, this is a pretty nice sound." And then maybe by the time it's about 2 or 3, you'll find yourself deep asleep, having a trippy dream. Just back from LA, where I recorded vocals to the 70s track. You can tell I spent a really long time on the lyrics, right? I spent months on those. Thank you. Anyhow, it's a beautiful spring day in San Francisco. And just as I sat down to take a breath, I heard something crash in my hall. I walked over and part of the ceiling fell out, and I was like, "Jesus fucking Christ, can't I get a fucking break?" So I texted my building manager, and she said a guy would be over to look at it. He came over to check it out, and of all things, I ended up hiring him to redo my bathroom. I've been in the building for 22 years, and it's time for some new scenery in there. I told him I wanted white tile with gray veins. My building manager warned me that he was colorblind, so I pointed to a marble top stand that's gray and white. He said, "That's brown." I said, "No, man, that's gray, you know, like your hair, man, gray." He laughed and said, "Okay, okay." I said, "Hey, I got a little gray too. I'm not picking on you, but please just tell the guy at Home Depot gray and let them pick the color. Fingers crossed he gets it right." It was a long weekend and I went to bed and I just woke up from a long sleep. I dreamed I was invited to Farrah Fawcett's house. It was a big, beautiful house somewhere in California. There were maybe 10 people there, none of whom I knew. Though Farrah was older, she looked just like she did in Charlie's Angels, and she was kind and a wonderful host. Her house was enormous, with lots of glass and light, and a nice open living room. I took a walk outside, and all the land around her house was rolling hills leading to the Pacific Ocean. The land looked something like a cross between Monterey, Carmel, Big Sur, and Point Reyes, with beautiful orange flowers for days and days. The ocean was off in the distance a bit, but I walked down there, and when I got to the ocean, it wasn't the ocean anymore, but a river. There were two couples fishing who didn't appear to know what they were doing. One of the girls said she caught a fish but was struggling to reel it in. I offered to help, and she gave me the pole and warned me that the gear had been rented. The line seemed like it was snagged on something. As I was pulling, I noticed a small boat floating towards us. Holy fuck, her hook was caught on a small boat and I was reeling the boat in. I don't know why I didn't think to cut the line. I guess it was sort of fun catching a boat and everyone was laughing. When the boat finally got to the shore, it crashed fairly hard onto a dock, but not too hard. Of all things, a few people were inside. I entered the boat to discuss the damage with them. They laughed and said not to worry about it, and that the fishing pole probably took more of a beating than the boat. I thanked them, and when I jumped off the boat, the girl looked petrified. I said, "Oh God, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but the boat owners want to sue. They said there's quite a lot of damage in there, many of their belongings, as well as the motor and some damage to the back of the boat." She began sobbing, and I immediately hugged her and said, "No, no, I'm just kidding. It's okay. There's no damage. They're super nice people, and they even offered to give you a new fishing pole if yours was damaged." She said, "Oh God." She took a deep breath, and then she said, "Let's just get the fuck out of here."